So there I was scrolling through Twitter one night looking for, I don't know, something soothing. And there he was offering it. That's Yo-Yo Ma playing Going Home from Antonin Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 in what looks like Yo-Yo's living room. He posted it on March 13th saying, "In these days of anxiety, I wanted to share some of the music that gives me comfort." It's one of several pieces he's playing now using the hashtag Songs of Comfort and tweeting them out. They've had millions of views, and Yo-Yo Ma joins us now from that same home, it looks like. Yo-Yo, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Robin.
Where did this spring from?
Well, I'm a performer, so basically I play for people. And so I was asking myself, well, what can we do? What can I do? Part of the gesture or the inspiration for doing this is to say, well, do what you usually do. Use whatever means you have to serve your constituency. It's really an invitation for everybody to join in, because we now do have social media as a medium to give comfort. This is what we can do for one another and be more communal.
Well, are people tweeting you back?
Many people have actually put in their own versions of things. Stephen Greenblatt, you know, that great Shakespeare scholar, he actually read a poem, and the tweets that he's getting back is just a very, very personal and moving.
Well, I want to hear a little more music, but then talk about that, what people are doing, because they are doing quite a bit. This is the Saraband from Bach's Cello Suite No. 3. I mean, it is so beautiful. It is so comforting, but they're so piercing. It's so sad.
Well, this was actually meant for people who are on the front lines as health workers, mm-hmm. You know, people who are really putting themselves in harm's way and exposing themselves to great dangers. And they do it because, as firemen would say, this is what they do.
The music should be piercing.
Yes, for some people, it could be piercing, could be comforting. You know, I've played that Saraband for friends' weddings also. We posted for children Mr. Rogers' Tree, Tree, Tree. You know, the one that goes, tree, 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 tree. You know, I love you, I love you. And the thing is, like, you know, there's so many ways to give comfort. And there's so many people for whom comfort is a slightly different thing for everybody.
Well, I want to hear a little of the Tree, Tree, Tree. You actually played it once for Mr. Rogers, and this becomes so bittersweet on so many levels because, first of all, it makes us think of the man who's passed. It makes us think of Tom Hanks, who plays Mr. Rogers in the new film. And as we've been saying, Mr. Rogers has COVID-19 because Tom Hanks has had it. And it makes us just think of, you know, all the children. And especially, I'm urging people to go to hearnow.org and see you actually play this. In the video, because you're playing it for kids. So let's listen. Yo-Yo Ma's Tree, Tree, Tree. We'll have all the videos he's tweeting out at hearnow.org. But Yo-Yo will also post one of those two kids. I'm sure you've seen these two siblings, the two young siblings who, with their cellos, played for a neighbor
yes.
on the porch. Did you see that?
In Columbus, Ohio. Right,
right. Right.
Those impulses are so great because these are not transactions. their gifts, and they're freely offered because people are responding to need. It has no economic bearing, and yet they're incredibly meaningful and valuable.
Cello maestro Yo-Yo Ma, his songs of comfort are, you know, go out sporadically on his Twitter feed. We'll link it here now.org. Musical solace in these anxious times. Yo-Yo, thank you so much.
Robin, thank you so much, and thank you for what you're doing to be helpful.